Hey, this is Amber Darst, Solutions Manager for Managed Outsource Solutions, here to discuss the CDT codes that are most often used to report dental restoration procedures. Dental restoration refers to a dental procedure that repairs or replaces a tooth. The tooth structure can become compromised due to decay or a fracture. Dental restorations can fix these problems. Restorative procedures may include fillings, crowns, implants, bridges, dentures, or root canals. These procedures may be done for several different reasons, such as to restore the function of the teeth, improve the appearance of the teeth, prevent further dental issues, eliminate the pain caused by infection, or to preserve the bone density. So let's take a deeper look at a few of the different types of dental restorations. First, we're going to talk about crowns and bridges. A crown is an indirect tooth restoration method where a tooth-shaped cap is placed over a tooth to restore its shape, size, strength, and appearance. A crown is typically used to cover a root canal-treated tooth or to support a tooth that has a large restoration which has compromised the strength and structure of the tooth. Crowns are also used to hold a bridge or to cover a dental implant. It makes the tooth stronger and it enhances the way it looks as well as its function to the tooth. Crowns are made from different materials: metal alloys, ceramic, porcelain, porcelain fused to metal, or a composite resin. During a crown placement procedure, the top part of the tooth is shaved down and the crown is placed over top. A bridge is an artificial tooth suspended between two crowns or one or more crowns splinted together to cover multiple damaged teeth. Bridges can be secured on both sides by crowns and cemented permanently into place and are made of porcelain, gold, or alloy. Next is fillings. Fillings are a common dental restoration method where dental cavities are typically filled using an amalgam or a resin-based material. Tooth decay or dental cavities are caused by bacteria or poor oral hygiene. Left untreated, bacterial infection could spread and cause structural problems that require more complex procedures. During the procedure, the dentist will remove the decayed part of the tooth and then fill the hole with composite material to prevent the bacteria from continuing to infect the tooth. These fillings are made of gold, silver amalgam, or tooth-colored plastic and glass materials called composite resin fillings. Next is implants. Teeth with severe decay or damaged or missing teeth can be replaced with dental implants. Dental implants are replacement tooth roots. To benefit from this procedure, patients should have healthy gums and enough bone to hold the implant. Two methods for implant restoration are a screw-in retained or cemented. Screw-in retained restoration has more advantages as it can be more easily repaired in a case of a problem with a crown being fractured. These implants also function as anchors for bridges and dentures. And then last we have dentures. Dentures are the best replacement option if there are not enough healthy teeth in the mouth that function properly. Dentures are made of acrylic resin or can be combined with metal attachments. Three types of dentures are conventional, immediate, or overdenture. While complete dentures replace all of the teeth, a partial denture is considered when some of the healthy natural teeth still remain. Removable dentures are attached to the gums via suction, and implant-supported dentures are supported by dental implants. There are several different CDT codes associated with the restorations we've discussed today. To ensure that the CDT codes are assigned correctly, it is important for the practice's billing and coding team to be up to date with the coding changes and guidelines. It's ideal to partner with an experienced dental billing company to ensure error-free claim submission. For a full list of codes associated with this podcast, please refer to the attached article. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening in.